We're happy with who we are. In the new documentary, Far From the Tree, Leah Smith and Joe Strimondo talk about family love, living with dwarfism, and how raising two average-sized kids is everything they'd hoped for. Leah Smith and her husband, Joe Strimondo, are sitting outside their San Diego apartment, watching their six-week-old son, Silas, snooze in his stroller, while his two-year-old sister, Hazel, is at preschool. The couple, who both have a form of dwarfism, are laughing as they try to explain how their height, or lack thereof, isn't the hardship some seem to think. "I don't leave the house thinking, how am I going to reach the milk at the grocery store," Smith says. "I'll climb the shelves if I have to. I was doing it when I was 9 months pregnant." Adds Strimondo, "Yeah, scaling the bread aisle, trying to get those bagels down. Life is good." That's something Leah and Joe learned early on, growing up with average-sized parents who refused to let them be defined by their dwarfism. "We were both raised with high expectations that we could and should live a decent life, just like anyone else," says Strimondo, 36, an assistant professor of philosophy at San Diego State University. That same mandate is at the heart of Far From the Tree, a new documentary based on the Andrew Solomon's award-winning 2012 book of the same name. In addition to Leah and Joe, the film explores how four other families facing a range of challenges, including Down syndrome, autism, and a son who committed murder, cope with both the hardships and rewards of raising a child whose life is different from what their parents expected. There's a real need to understand people who have what's categorized as an illness and to look at the resilience and dynamism of parental love, says Solomon. It seems like a particularly urgent time for the film's message of compassion and celebration of people who are different from the mainstream. Smith and Strimondo were well-versed in life's challenges when their paths crossed in 2008 at a Little People of America conference in Detroit. "I'd read his profile on MySpace. It was fascinating, and I told myself, this guy is someone I need to meet," says Smith, 37. "When I saw him wheel by in his wheelchair, I ran after him and caught him." 6 years later, as the two were finishing up their graduate degrees, Smith has a master's in public policy and Strimondo a PhD in philosophy, they eloped. By 2016, Smith was pregnant with Hazel, who's already towering over her 3-foot-tall dad. These days, they're juggling a busy life between taking care of the kids, who are both average size, Strimondo's work at the university, and Smith's job managing #LiveOn, a social media campaign aimed at reducing suicidal rates among the disabled. "The assumption was that we would want a child that was average height, that we wouldn't want this for a child," says Strimondo. Add Smith, "But why wouldn't we? We have a damn good life. We're happy people."